It is time for us, speaking about new technology, to speak to the man with a plan for the weather for this week, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. We shall see whether or not skies will brighten up today. I'm not thinking not, but we shall see, because I'm noticing on the satellite picture back across central PA, skies have turned partly cloudy. I don't know if that's going to reach us, because we're going to be under the influence of an east wind or northeast wind, and that should keep it kind of gray. So a little bit of light rain or drizzle, 60 today, some rain or drizzle tonight, mid-40s. Any rain or drizzle will end Tuesday, and then just cloudy, 60 to 65. Your Wednesday offers more rain, periods of rain, low 60s. Then for Thursday, Cinco de Mayo, we'll get some sunshine, low 70s, but rain comes back on Friday. Right now, the weekend's iffy, because the next low for Friday could stay just to our south. And if that's the case, then any rain on Friday would move just to our south, and we'll just stay cloudy over the weekend. But you know as well as I do, it's Monday. That low could jog just a little bit further north and keep us in showers all weekend long. Or again, like I said, maybe it'll stay south and spare us wet weather over the weekend. You have to admit, this weekend turned out very nice this past weekend.
This weekend turned out nice, but this weather forecast doesn't sound nice at all.
No, this is May for you. You know, a lot of people think of May as, you know, oh, great weather, but yeah, it could bring some great weather, but for the most part, here in New England, we have that ocean, that cold ocean, and when you have winds off the cold ocean, it doesn't mix well with sun in the month of May.
Yeah, and so it sounds like a cloudy, damp, dank week.
Except for Thursday looks pretty good. I think Thursday's going to be nice. Thursday right now looks to be about the best day of the week.
So we get to Thursday for a decent day,
yeah,
and then it goes back in the crapper.
On Friday, but we could bail out for the weekend. So there's a lot of if, buts, and ands here, and we'll be watching that. Otherwise, there's no threat of severe weather or anything like that at all.
Did you see that tornado that went through? Did you see the drone? Somebody, one of those storm chasers, put a drone up. Did you see the drone picture?
I don't think so.
Oh, Google drone tornado Kansas. Pat, it is the most frightening thing in the world. That drone was, you know, in the air, and it was following the path of this tornado from when it started.
Right.
And it's just a scary, scary video. It's the first time I've ever seen a weather watcher, you know, far enough away, but still he sent his drone up, and the drone just caught these amazing videos. Amazing video. That was just a horrific. And everybody who commented on the video when it was up there wanted to know, wow, is it, what you know, what strength hurricane? It was only
I'm seeing a picture, drone tornado footage.
Yeah.
I'm looking for comments. Okay, but I don't. Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh my goodness.
Isn't that an amazing video?
Look at that.
And that's only what's the scale name again for tornadoes?
Fujito.
That's only a 3.0.
Yeah, and do you notice how as that's moving on, look at the debris field.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a tornado.
It's the first time one of them has managed to get a drone close enough to get a picture like that. It's just frightening when you see it. And if you turn the volume up,
right,
it sounds just like they say it sounds, like a train. It sounds just like a train. It's amazing. So folks out there, if you're interested, a drone video, do a Google search of it, and it's only a 3.0, and I say only a 3.0, but that's not even halfway up the scale, right?
No, well, it goes up to five.
Still,
it goes up to five. Yeah, but you could see this thing literally lifting the houses and everything,
yeah,
right off their foundation and spewing it,
yeah,
into the air all over the place.
It's
yeah, and this thing stayed on the ground for quite a little time here.
I guess it stayed on the ground in that area for like 7.5 minutes. And that doesn't sound like a long time, but boy, it is. That's a long time.
Very, very scary.
I'll tell you what, as this technology improves, we get more and more incredible pictures of these tornadoes. And you understand the depth of the danger of them. Anybody who probably took them not seriously before, when you see these new videos that are coming out that are because of technology, if that doesn't scare the bejesus out of you, then you don't belong, because it's just an amazing video. That's all I'll say.
It really is. Yeah. I'm thank you for letting me know about that, because I didn't know about that. That is really incredible. And it's also going to help, you know, all of us, meteorologists, et cetera, to learn more about that phenomenal storm.
Yeah, tornado. It's just crazy. Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy.
Just incredible. Now, and that was it. So not much going on. Saturday, I spent time outside doing more work outside. And then yesterday, my sister came up with two friends from Long Island, and that was the brunch. They left there at 12. They were scheduled to be here at 1, and they left at 12. They got here at 2:30. The traffic was horrendous. Huh. 2.5 hours. And then I told them when they left last evening, which was early, about 6:45, I checked the video from the live cam from the GW, and it was packed. I said, so do yourself a favor and take the Mario Cuomo Bridge, back over to Long Island. And that's what they did, and it still took them 2 hours to get home.
Wow. That's the last time they'll visit you.
I said, first of all, you came up on a Sunday, which is not a good day, I said, for travel. I said, and you came up on a beautiful day. Everybody was out. Yeah. I said, but it was her friends who could not come up on Saturday because they work until 5:30 in the afternoon. So that's why we made it on Sunday. But as far as I could see, unless you come up on a Saturday, you're going to get stuck in that traffic. Because remember, yours truly was doing that coming home from the lakeside, if you remember, on Sunday. It was sometimes taking me over 3 hours to get home to Long Island. So that's one of the reasons why I moved up here in the Hudson Valley. And like I said to them yesterday, I said, I know I promised my family once I move up here that I would be going down for, to use my hair cutter and my dentist and all of that. And I, no problem, I'd be seeing them often. I said, and I know now you don't see me at all. I said, because truthfully, when you move up to a place like this and you see how quiet it is, I said, there's no reason to have to go down to a place like New York City or Long Island and hit traffic and the whole bit and all the noise. And I was saying to one of her girlfriends, I said, Maddie, I said, look, we're outside right now. I said, we've been talking for about 10 minutes. Did you see one car pass? She said, no. I said, that's because we're in this small little town. I said, there's hardly any traffic. So God forbid, surely, my dog was ever to run out of the house, like she used to do on Long Island, I won't have a heart attack. I said, because 9 out of 10 times, the only thing that would hurt her here was if there was a coyote waiting for her outside. Right. So that, I said, so that's the difference. And she says, yeah, I could see. She said, well, next time we come up, I told her about Rockland Bakery. Have you been to Rockland Bakery, by the way?
No.
That's where you go in, you put your gloves on, the plastic gloves, go right into the ovens where they're baking everything, and all the bread and the bagels and the rolls, they're flying out, and you go over there, you take a brown bag, and with your hands, you pick up what you want, red hot, you put them in the bag, and then you cross over to the other side and pay for them. It's just phenomenal. It is just the most fun place to be as far as a bakery. When you see all that stuff coming out hot and fresh in the whole bit. So I'll take them up there next time we go to see that. That's in Nanuet.
Nanuet, all right. Well, see, I had a weekend where the entrance to my house, been there for 11 or 12 years now, it just has accumulated junk, right?
Yeah.
I spent one whole day clearing it out, okay, and making it look decent again. Okay. And it's so funny, my person who comes and watches my dogs comes in, and instead of saying, "Wow, this looks great," she says, quote, "Where are my recycle cans? And you better not have thrown away my green bucket." So I said, "Your recycle cans are gone. You see that nice green box there? That's where you're going to put them from now on. And the bucket, it's there. You just got to look for it." Instead of saying, "Wow, how beautiful, how clean and nice it looks."
No, it was weird.
She was funny. Right.
People are funny, aren't they?
Where's my green bucket?
Where's my green bucket?
Well, anyway, we made it through the weekend, Pat.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. And, yeah, I did too. And we'll see you tomorrow morning with hopefully maybe some better news. We'll see.
Well, you never can tell. You know what? After seeing that picture of that the video
worse.
Of the tornado,
right.
no matter how bad of a weekend I would have had, anybody in that town or was near that had it worse. So.
Did anybody die on that?
I don't think so. They got the warning out. They got the warning out in time.
Great.
Yeah, they got the warning out in time. So I don't think anybody died. But still, a lot of people lost. I think a car dealership lost like 20 cars.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Everybody else watching on Facebook Live, we'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 till 7. And I can't even turn it off right now because things are so screwed up here. Good morning. We go to